Yeah, Jessica Coulterman with Lincoln Premium Poultry. Welcome.
Hello.
Good to have you on during National Ag Week.
I know. I was excited to come this week. It's always a fun week.
Yeah, yeah. And are you guys doing anything special?
Well, we came to the chamber celebration. We do special stuff all the time.
I know
so
you do.
It's
yeah.
Like, I think I have it scheduled next week. So we're doing anniversary celebrations coming up for our people that have been. We do those quarterly. So
for the longest people, employees, how long is it?
Well, Walt, our COO, has 8 years.
Man, oh
and,
man.
I drove into this lovely town to start working on this coming up on 8 years here in April. So it's kind of crazy. So we're the longest. The two of us are the longest. But, we've been open 5.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So the longest for a farmer would be what, about 6 years or
yeah,
five?
Yeah, around that, 5.5, 6. Kind of depends what kind of farmer, because you have to start them
true
early, the pullets, and then breeders.
So of the pullets, mm-hmm. people that are raising
first,
pullets.
First one was here in Dodge County, Colton okay. Schaefersman. And, I think he would have started in like 2018.
Yeah, I think that's the farm we yeah. did get to visit.
Uh-huh. It was open to the public before we had a big open house out there. So, yeah, it's hard to believe, right? It's hard to believe it's been that long. We've been on the radio here talking about chickens.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think, I'm glad we can have those kinds of opportunities where people, go see barns or where people come see the plant. Because I think, especially when you're talking about agriculture and agriculture education and National Ag Week, mm-hmm. those things are important because, I don't know about you, but I grew up, my grandparents had the farm. So I had a bottle calf and, I would help with chores and, I had that connection to the farm through my grandparents.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of kids today. I think about my nephews, they don't have a family farm that they're specifically connected to. They hear those stories about my experience, my sister's experience on the family farm,
mm-hmm.
but they're now an entire generation fully removed.
Yeah.
So to take them through the plant and show them like, well, this is, the chickens come in the back door and then, this is what happens. And then, it's those kinds of opportunities to share how the food, comes in and ends up then going through the plant, getting processed, getting packaged, talking about the food safety, then showing it, okay, it's going out that back door and it's now going to end up at the Costco store where you go shopping.
Yeah.
That I think is really important for Ag Week, that we continue that agriculture education and we really, tout our own horn about what we do as people that really put the food in the cabinets and in the refrigerators and on your table and feed the world.
Yeah. At the Ag Luncheon this week, mm-hmm. Eric Hogemeyer, as a professor at Midland University, incredible guy.
Yeah.
He has so much knowledge about agriculture. And he was stressing, we do need to educate people and educate students on agriculture.
Well, I just think we don't talk about it enough. I think his point, one of his points is that we're very humble about it. We just do it.
Right.
And we don't. So yesterday we had a group of students, I think, there was like leadership, youth leadership Fremont or something like that. I can't remember all these groups that come to visit.
I have
a lot of groups that come visit, but they were, I would say high school kids. And there was a couple of them that did not like the part where the chickens, had their heads removed. That
right.
was there.
Yeah.
they were like,
I mean,
oh.
You're not going to please everybody.
But I laughed. I said, well, the sixth graders that come through, that's their favorite part. And it's really, it's a process and it's, we make it at our company. Everything is done at this very high level of technology and as clean as possible and as humane as we can possibly do it. And, but I think, we do forget because we aren't the people on the farms raising the birds anymore. We're not the people on the farm. My mom used to tell stories about butchering chickens with her grandmother.
Right. We did it.
How different it is now. But
I butchered many chickens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, I just think telling the story about where the food comes from and what goes into that is really important.
Yeah. And I guess what I was getting at is that I know you have a lot of farmers around here. They're not all huge farmers. These are people that have learned how to do this, right?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it's funny. I get a lot of calls from consumers that I don't know why, but well, I do know why I get the calls, because my phone number is the number that if you need general information,
right, call, it's this your number.
Call this woman. But I get a lot of consumer inquiries and people ask questions, and they always like ask these, or they email me a lot, and I'll get, you know, what, you know, are your chickens raised on a factory farm? That's a question that we get occasionally. And I always write back like, well, let me tell you about some specific families that are raising poultry for our company. And mm-hmm. then I'll tell a story about, you know, about a Colton Schaefersman, about yeah. the Camazin family here in Dodge County, about people that I knew growing up who are now raising chickens for our company. And, you know, a friend that I went to high school with, and someone who goes to my church, and, you know, and then they write back like they're shocked. Like, oh my gosh, these are real people. Mm-hmm. And I think there's this myth that if you are raising any livestock in a large quantity, that you're not a family farmer. And I guess I just don't believe that, or don't agree with it. So we, you know, we debunk that myth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, we have a lot of families who are involved.
Yeah, for sure. Recently, Feed Mill Safety Award, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so that we just celebrated 3 years of accident-free, incident-free, you know, time at our feed mill, which is a long time to go without having any accidents or incidents. I think the one that they had before that, before we started that 3 year mark, was just somebody like slipping on ice in the parking lot. So nothing, you know, too major, but, you know, those are the kinds of things that you track, and you always want to have everything as safe as you possibly can throughout the entire organization. But the feed mill, they do a really good job over there. And we just had a nice barbecue and celebrated and gave them the award. And it was great. Yeah. I think we were also just named this week one of Nebraska's safest companies. So we're continuing to work, move forward and improving and growing our safety culture every day.
Yeah. And you're employing some pretty good people. Let's talk a little bit about an award that your cohort received.
Yeah. So Vivian's on my team. She's a force, man. She's she's just fantastic. I just love that what she does for Lincoln Premium Poultry. Her energy, her enthusiasm, we always call it her woo. You know, she's just like so awesome and energetic, and our people love her. And a couple of us nominated her for an award. And it was a national award. So, you know, you nominate people for things and you think like you do it and you forget because it's, you know, you do it months ago. And then all of a sudden I get this email that she won this really great, amazing, prestigious award. So we're actually going to be going to D.C. in April. So where she'll be honored. She's one of 30 women to receive this recognition as an emerging leader in manufacturing. And she'll go through like, you know, workshops and this big ceremony and gets to spend, you know, 3 days with other women in manufacturing in D.C. And it's called the Women Make Award. So 30 emerging leaders who make America.
Nice. That yes, is incredible.
It's awesome.
We'll have to get her in here to talk
about
that.
Oh yeah. She's like, oh, you know, she's very humble about it, but no, we'll get her in here. Yeah. That'd be great.
One other area, I know we, biosecurity was something that we wanted to talk a little bit about too.
Yeah. I mean, I think that people aren't necessarily familiar with biosecurity. So, what is that? That means that we try to keep any, thing that might not be safe for the birds off the farms. Mm-hmm. And that is basically, you know, diseases, illnesses, viruses. And the way things like that come into farms is they come in on 2 feet, which are typically 2 human feet. Right. So when you come to visit a farm, if you were to happen to visit a farm, we're very, very limited in what we allow. But if you were to come visit a farm, you would not even be able to pull up on the farmstead with, you know, and get out of your car until you had all this proper gear on. So you have coveralls and you've got special boots. Mm-hmm. And then you put a cover over the boots, and then you put a cover over that cover. And then, you know, you put the hairnet on and you all these things. And then you go through like a dry chlorine bath before you go into a barn, and then you change, like, it's just super complicated.
There's a process.
Yeah. And I tell this because we're in migratory bird season, and
right.
that is where people inadvertently get exposed to migratory birds. Carry viruses and carry things that are problematic for other birds. So just be aware. Don't go, you know, slipping into somebody's farm to go visit. Just, oh, I'm gonna pop up here and check out what's going on. No, you see a sign that says biosecure area, do not enter, and just putting that out there to remind people.
So this time of year, is there extra security around the hatchery for the Easter Bunny, you know, in case he would want to come by and...
to take some eggs.
Yeah, take some eggs.
Yeah, I mean, I'll probably go stand there, you know, make sure he doesn't get in.
Okay.
That'll probably be my extra job, like other duties as assigned. I'm sure that'll be, like, someone's going to call me and tell me that this week. I'm just waiting because, you know, we're coming up on Palm Sunday, so we're getting close to Easter. And
right.
Yeah, I better make a note.
You better make note. I just thought I'd help you out a little bit there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jessica Coulterman, thank you. Appreciate you taking some time.
Yeah, absolutely. Always nice to be here.
Yeah, with Lincoln Premium Poultry this morning. And if people do want to maybe see if they can set up a tour, is there a way they can call?
Yeah, they can call... they can call our office
or email.
They can email me, jcoulterman@lincolnpremiumpoultry.com, and we just make it work. We find a way to get people in to see what they, you know, what we have going on. And it's a very transparent process for anybody who wants to see it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.